"I'm not very good at this sort of game," he said. "Not like you geisha who are so adept at lying." "Chairman," said Mameha, but of course she was only teasing. "I'm concerned about Pumpkin, so I'm going to make this simple. If she has to drink another glass of sake, I don't think she'll make it." It was true that Pumpkin was having trouble focusing her eyes. I don't even think she was listening to the chairman until he said her name. "Just listen closely, Pumpkin. Here's my first story. This evening, I came to attend a party at the Ichiriki Tea House. And here's my second. Several days ago, a fish came walking into my office. No, forget that. You might even believe in walking fish. How about this one? Several days ago, I opened my desk drawer, and a little man jumped out wearing a uniform and began to sing and dance. All right, now which one is true?"
"You don't expect me to believe a man jumped out of your drawer," Pumpkin said.
"Just pick one of the stories. Which is true?"
"The other one. I don't remember what it was." "We ought to make you drink a penalty glass for that, Chairman," said Mameha. When Pumpkin heard the words penalty glass, she must have assumed she'd done something wrong, because the next thing we knew, she'd drunk half a glassful of sake, and she wasn't looking well. The chairman was the first to notice and took the glass right out of her hand.
"You're not a drain spout, Pumpkin," the chairman said.
She stared at him so blankly, he asked if she could hear him.
"She might be able to hear you," Nobu said, "but she certainly can't see you." "Come on, Pumpkin," the chairman said. "I'm going to walk you to your home, or drag you if I have to."
Mameha offered to help, and the two of them led Pumpkin out together, leaving Nobu and the minister sitting at the table with me.
"Well, minister," Nobu said at last, "how was your evening?"
I think the minister was every bit as drunk as Pumpkin had been, but he muttered that the evening had been very enjoyable.
"Very enjoyable indeed," he added,
nodding a couple of times. After this, he held out his sake cup for me to fill, but Nobu plucked it from his hand.